So, here we go. Crank up the volume, call the fashion police, and lock up your daughters.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to you and our listeners.
To me?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
why
because I'm saying it, and welcome back. Episode 13. Right.
Spooky.
So, yeah, the witching hour. So, before we get on to our main topic,
yes,
I've got some news.
Okay. This news I know?
This is, well, yeah.
Oh, right, and, okay.
But you have to pretend that you don't know.
Do I have to pretend I don't know?
Well, you can respond however you want, really. Sure. So, we don't have it ready for you now, but we've got a theme tune.
Oh, you're not going to be ready for this one?
No. Well, one of our friends who's a musician has reached out to us and asked us if we wanted a theme tune, which is good because I wanted to ask him, but I didn't really know how to broach the subject because, you know, I'm not going to pay him. So we've heard it, but I think that's a rough version, right? I don't think.
Don't know.
He said something like, this is a rough draft.
Oh, okay.
So whether we've got it by the time I edit this and we cut it in now, or whether, you know, that's upcoming. Well, I should cut this whole thing out because it's a bit, it's not great, is it, to say? We've got a theme tune, but you can't hear it.
So it is?
I wouldn't.
Feel suspense?
Well, I could play the draft version, but I wouldn't.
I would wait.
I'd want him to.
Yeah.
I don't know how he wants us to credit him or anything like that. So.
Exciting.
So more Can I Pod with Madness news.
Yeah.
We've had this is not feedback at all, but right, one of my Instagram posts, right? Obviously part of this podcast is we're looking at old Kerrang! Metal Hammer. In between the episodes we'll post pages on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And someone who liked one of our posts was Rick Allen. Famous drummer from Def Leppard.
Pretty cool.
Now,
which post?
It was just it was just the contents page of the last Metal Hammer that we posted. And I don't know if he actually liked, or whether he's just like following the Def Leppard hashtag and just liking things willy-nilly.
Well, a like is a like.
You know, fucking Rick Allen, he's one of those inspirational musicians of the 80s or ever, loses an arm as a drummer, comes back and, you know, like he's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And he clicked like on something that really has nothing to do with us, but it was a contents page of a issue of Metal Hammer that Def Leppard appeared in.
So
there you go.
There's some feedback.
We had some more feedback saying the last episode didn't have very good audio.
No, and that's something that is your fault.
So yeah, no, I tried to fix it. I made it a bit better, but it was still, we're still looking into
it. You apologise profusely for that. I had nothing to do with that, so you can apologise.
We will get our technical people.
Apologise.
Very sorry. If you listen to Can I Pod with Madness episode 12, female induced moshability, and you found that it was kind of lacking in audio quality, then yeah, that's entirely my fault.
Yeah.
Don't really know what the issue is. We'll get our technical people onto it, and hopefully this episode will be back to hysteria levels of audio amazement.
Absolute quality.
Pure. Yeah, that's the kind of level of feedback we get. And what have we done since we last recorded?
We went to see Iron Maiden.
Yes, we did. Very relevant.
Very well.
To listeners of this podcast, right?
Yeah.
So we've never seen them before, have we?
No.
And, yeah, I don't know why, because I thought it was amazing. I, like, had a brilliant time. They're still killing it.
It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any favourite parts?
Well, Can I Play with Madness? I think I have to say that, though. Can I Play with
Madness? I mean, that was a surprise because I wasn't necessarily expecting to hear that because they were touring the newest album,
yeah,
Senjutsu, and they played a lot of songs from that, which are great. And they played a lot of songs from Somewhere in Time from 1986. So obviously our favourite song is Can I Play With Madness? There's no,
obviously,
there's no discussion about that. So to hear that was pretty amazing, yeah, wasn't it? We sort of lost each other in the beginning. Like,
you lost me. So we went in. I've forgotten about this and now I'm angry at you again.
It's not necessarily my fault, is it?
It is your fault. We went in, we went up a level and there was a merch stall and it was round and you wanted to buy a T-shirt. And there was like a massive queue and then like a holding area for the queue. So I said, I'll get in this one and you go up a level and see whether the one up there is quieter. So then I go in, get in this holding pen, wait in this holding pen, get then into the other main bit, then queue in that bit, and then get to the front, and I can't, and you're still not down, and I'm sending you messages saying, where are you? Because I don't even know what T-shirt you want. She didn't even tell me. So I'm getting closer and closer to the front, and I don't know what T-shirt you want, but I don't want to then turn back because I've gone through the process.
You'd lose your place.
Yeah. I did ask a woman what T-shirt to buy because I thought, I don't know, and I don't want this pressure. And she sort of said one, and I thought, I'm not going to get that one. But so I dismissed her instantly.
Do you remember what?
It was one that she said looked like. Sorry, Back to the Future. But then, so right, I get to the front, I had to pick one under pressure. Bought it for £40 for one T-shirt and then came out, still no sign of you. Went up, looked around, no sign of you. Came down, looked around, no sign of you. Went down to another floor, looked around, no sign of you. Messaging you, ringing you, left you a WhatsApp voice message, left you a voice message, about a million texts, no sign of you. And then I just see you wandering around up there.
Well, from my point of view, like, the problem was,
the problem is
we made sort of half a plan and then we didn't really have a full plan. So I went up, saw that the merch upstairs, it wasn't quite as bad. So I got in that.
Yeah, but it was you who wanted the T-shirt.
Yeah.
So you should have said, right, if you get to the phone, get me this T-shirt at least. Or at least try to get some random T-shirt. And then you got a T-shirt. So we spent £80 on two T-shirts.
I mean, I don't normally buy T-shirts from gigs.
Too.
But I thought, well, it's Iron Maiden, you know, and I'm past the age where I really care, because there was a long time I thought, I'm too old to be wearing band T-shirts. But come on, it's Iron Maiden. And so I queued to get one. And yeah, then I was messaging you, but none of the messages were getting through. I didn't get any of your messages.
Did you not?
Oh, no, obviously. And then I was panicking, thinking maybe I'll never find you.
You weren't panicking that
I much. Was panicking.
Because I didn't even have the tickets on my phone, so I would have been able to do nothing.
Exactly.
And you can't leave because they're doing all the security checks. So you're sort of stuck there.
So
the moral of the story is you're an idiot.
The moral of the story
and
is...
I'm so angry at
make a plan if you want to go and see an 80s heavy metal legend like Iron Maiden.
Started off well anyway.
Yeah, but the gig was amazing, wasn't it? It was like they were absolutely...
Made me forget.
Yeah, you forgot all this time that you were annoyed with me.
Yeah.
I think releasing a new album and then going out on tour and playing your new songs from a new album is a really old-fashioned thing to do. Because they could easily just play like a greatest hits show every single show they do, couldn't they?
Yeah.
But were you disappointed that you didn't hear stuff like, you know, they didn't play Run to the Hills, they didn't play like Running Free or...
A little bit, but what does it really matter at the end of the day?
I mean, I got to hear Can I Play With Madness? I got to hear Wasted Years and Stranger in a Strange Island. I think they're two of the best songs they ever did. And like the new, like Writing on the Wall and... Time Machine, they're like really just classic made songs, you know. And they played a song from Somewhere in Time called Alexander the Great, And there's a big hoo-ha in the Maiden fan community because they've never played that. They didn't play that on the Somewhere in Time tour.
Right.
And which was 86, however long ago that is. Can't do the math. And they've never played it until now. And like people are going mad because, and it's like a big epic. And I remember my friend at the time talking about this song as if it was one of their great songs. I think musically it's good, but I listened to a podcast called Maiden Voyagers, right? And they review, they go through every album. And I agree with, they said a very funny thing about that song, which is the music's good, but the lyrics are like someone just reading out the Wikipedia page of Alexander the Great, because it's basically in 843 BC by the Macedonian Sea. You know, it's just like that, you know, it's a bit daft, but like it took me right back to, because that was the first Maiden album I owned. So, you know, yeah, excellent, excellent stuff. That's our review. Spoilers, yeah. Obviously, if you've... I think most people have seen him by now.
You'd normally say spoiler for you.
I could cut that bit out and put it at the beginning.
Maybe do that.
Right. So for this episode of Can I Pod with Madness, a slightly different from normal, I want to talk about top 10 Stadium Rock, which we watched the other day. And we didn't actually watch the whole thing. We didn't watch number one.
No, because I fell asleep.
You fell asleep. Have you seen it before? And it's like sort of.
It was late and I'm old.
So. Yeah. And it's, but it's a key thing. I think when we first met, we talked about that, right? Yeah. And, you know, we've always sort of liked it. We've always talked about doing it on here. Now, and I've got lots of talking points.
Okay.
It's possible we might not make it through all 10, but, or if we bang through it, we'll just watch. Number one, it's Aerosmith. We watch the Aerosmith bit.
Okay.
So first of all, top 10. It was on Channel 4. Got the Wikipedia page up.
Yeah. Not
on it. No, well, there's all this. Ran between 1995 and 2002. Some of the other... Do you remember watching any of the other episodes?
Yeah, there was top 10... was a hair metal. Was a hair metal one. There was top 10 Stadium Rock and there's top 10 something else. Oh no, was that something else we watched?
Might have been.
Don't know. No, yeah, there was one with I don't know.
Well, I mean, Stadium Rock is a bit of a sort of strange, because yeah, I mean, this really is hair metal, isn't it? This one.
Yeah, but there was another one. It was Top 10 Stadium Rock and something that we used to watch.
Well, there's glam rock, which is like, you know, Slade.
Rock Family Trees.
Rock Family Trees.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we should watch that. Other episodes of Top 10 were glam rock, to say. There was Top 10 Heavy Metal, right, which I don't remember. Top 10 Christmas songs.
Oh, my God.
We've definitely seen the Christmas songs, though, right? I remember watching that at my mum's house.
Actually, that rings a bell.
Yeah, top 10 punk, top 10 boy bands, top 10 comedy records, top 10 Eurovision. The heavy metal one. I'm a bit annoyed that I never saw this. It's got UFO, Judas Priest, Saxon, Motorhead, Whitesnake, Rainbow, Def Leppard, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden.
We'll find it somewhere.
I've looked. And I think the Def Leppard section and the UFO section are on YouTube and then the rest of it. But I can't believe I never saw it. I mean, maybe I saw it and I just completely forgot about it. But like... Stadium Rock is a really interesting name for this one, because you say Stadium Rock, I was thinking of like U2 and Simple Minds, Bruce Springsteen, like 80s sort of Live Aid music. But I think basically they wanted to do all the hard rock bands that weren't in their top 10 heavy metal, right? Because they say it's American.
Cross-referencing record sales with the all-important Carnage quotient, we count down the 10 biggest, baddest, backcomb behemoths of rock from the land of the free and the home of the depraved.
If you're talking about stadium rock, like, why wouldn't you have Def Leppard in it? Because they've already done them in another countdown. Right. I've always thought Def Leppard, definitely. But, yeah, they say American stadium rock. And one of the ways they calculate what ranking they give people is the carnage quotient. So I don't think it's entirely serious, like, okay, you know, the positions of each of these bands. So let's, without further ado, let's get into, I mean, it's basically all the bands we always talk about.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Let's go meet a band who makes more money a year than Britain and owes it all to me. And I don't even get a Christmas card.
Huh. So at number 10, we've got Kiss.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at these, I was sort of trying to think what is the sort of core, like, point that they're trying to make with each of these. Each of these only get like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think with Kiss, it really is the merchandise and the toys and the sort of,
yeah,
they sort of were a band, obviously a band that released records, but they became so much else. They did comic books and action figures and pinball and stuff. I liked that they started off with Detroit Rock City, right? Yeah. Which is a film that's close to our hearts, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got Lin Shaye from Insidious.
Who, if you do like, is going to be attending for the Love of Horror event in Manchester this year.
I mean, you should.
Although you want to get your tickets quickly.
You should.
Because Saturday's almost sold out, I think.
Well, is she there both days?
I think
days?
She's there both days, but.
Are you going to get her autograph?
I haven't decided yet.
Go up to her. I mean, how old is she now? She's like, she was old then.
42. Younger than me.
I don't think so.
She might be. You don't know.
Is she in the new Insidious?
Yeah. Wait. I don't know.
I think spoilers, her character's dead, but she'll be in a flashback or something, or she'll be a ghost.
Spoilers, character's dead was maybe a little bit quick again. Mind you, we haven't seen it by now.
Yeah, when did Insidious come out?
Like 10 years ago?
She
watched Insidious Skeleton Key.
We should watch the first Insidious.
Yeah, but watch that all the time.
I always forget, is it Insidious or Sinister where you shushed those people in the cinema?
It says in Sinister.
So a couple of people on a date.
Yeah, sitting next to me on a date, and she was... He wasn't doing anything. She was just whispering to him the whole time, right? And it's sort of right when it's sort of starting and they're whispering, fine. And then when it's sort of really starting and they're still talking, she's talking like she's at home. She'd been annoying if she was at home on their own and it was just them two. It would be irritating, but she was in a cinema. And so my soul left my body for 1 second and I shushed them like an old lady. And then he apologized and then I felt so awkward the next like hour and a half, 2 hours that I couldn't actually, I mean, not that you enjoy Sinister, but I just felt so awkward that it bothered me. It would have been easy just to let them carry on talking.
No, yeah, but you
they did. They did shut up.
Yeah, you don't want.
But that's because an old lady just told them off.
You're not an old lady, old mate. Then. You were old then. You're not old time, now. Yeah. So they talk about Wicked Lester, who were like the sort of proto Kiss.
Okay.
I heard a bit of Wicked Lester the other day, and they sound like Jethro Tull. They've got a flute player. They were obviously like more of a blues based. I mean, I love the Tull. You know this. But that was quite surprising. You had some Kiss action figures when I met you, didn't you?
Yeah.
They weren't the ones that they weren't the ones from the '70s, were they? Like McFarlane toys?
Yeah, something like that.
Because I noticed the advert that they have in the show, like the they don't come with guitars or instruments, which you think, well, why wouldn't you give them? You want Gene Simmons playing a bass, don't you?
Well, look, Kiss, and then I had Oz from Buffy.
Yeah.
And I had Spike.
You had Spike. It's still in the loft. I think I bought you an Alice Cooper, didn't I?
Yes.
I bought you an M&M. There was an M&M action figure.
Yeah. And he had a hat you could take on and off.
Yeah. I mean, that was the age of like high-end Yeah. Action, well, you still get high-end action figures now, but like action figures of bands.
Yeah.
And didn't the Kiss ones have real hair? Or like
yeah,
real fake hair?
Well, like, they must be in the garage or something.
There's some stuff in the in the loft. That, like Oz and stuff is in the loft.
Is it?
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They talked about that competition they ran. Like, Tony Wilson, who was very big in the sort of Manchester music scene, is not someone you expect to see on this, talking about what how genius all their sort of publicity stunts were. He was talking about that photo, did a competition in the 70s where you could win a photo of unmasked Kiss when no one knew what they looked like. And then as soon as you took it out of the envelope, it started to fade, and within 10 minutes it completely faded. But like that, I've never heard of that in any other thing other than this program.
It's cool,
though. It is cool. They talked about Crazy, Crazy Nights, and the thing I always think about that is it was only really a hit in the UK. It wasn't a hit in America. So they played it when we went to see them, but they obviously don't play it anywhere else. So I always thought they looked a bit confused while they were playing that. It's like, well, why do you like this? But like, that's a brilliant song.
It's the best song.
It's like a proper pop metal banger. And the quote I liked, there's a bit of an interview with Paul Stanley where he says, and I quote, "The past is the past because it's the past."
Well, he's not wrong, is he?
Well, they were talking about someone asked him if they'd ever go back into makeup, and he said,
"Oh yeah,
the past is the past because it's the past." And the next thing you know, it's the 1996 reunion where they get together again with Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, and they've got their makeup on. But with that, obviously, we're used to seeing old Gene Simmons and old Paul Stanley in makeup, but seeing old Ace Frehley and old Peter Criss, they look really old, don't they? They don't look like they did in the 70s.
No.
Even with the makeup. But yeah, I think that's where they leave them. Obviously, with this whole show, it's like, oh God, it's from 23 years ago. And like, all these bands have got loads more history since they were covered. So there you go. That's Kiss. So the Kings of Merchandise. So next on the list, it's Heart.
Yeah.
Again, not like the first name I would think of, but obviously they did the business in the 80s and they sort of had sort of two careers. They get into a bit of like their two careers that had a sort of folk, acoustic-y, Led Zeppelin-y thing in the 70s, and then they reinvented themselves as a sort of synth, you know, big stadium, dry ice, you know, big hair people. I thought, and maybe as a woman you'll be able to have a better opinion about this than me, but I thought the tone of the program was a little bit off. Like, they just constantly went on about Ann Wilson's weight, didn't they? And obviously, I mean, that could come up, and obviously it's what they talked about in the press at the time.
But it was weird as well, because when they were talking about it and showing pictures, it's like she wasn't even that big.
No.
So it wasn't like she turned into one of those people who's stuck in the house and can't, you know, leave because they're too big to come out the door. It's like she was just a normal person. So it did, I know that's something people say, though, about it. It's something just people say about her, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I think with a lot of 90s telly, I think because people knew misogyny was bad and they sort of recognised it was a problem, they sort of then thought it was okay to actually be a bit misogynistic in their talking about sexism and misogyny and stuff. But, like, they did some absolute bangers, like Alone and, like, what's your favourite out of Alone, These Dreams?
Alone.
Alone, which is a cover version, which I only found out recently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I forget who did it originally. Actually, should we have a bit of it? It's nowhere near as good. My computer's gone to sleep.
Well done.
I mean, I prefer These Dreams. Did I save it? Wrong. Did I save it? No, I didn't save it. Have you ever heard Heart do Stairway to Heaven?
No.
Because they did it a lot in the 70s. Like, I've got a reissue one of their albums, and it's got it as a live track. But there's a clip of them doing it at the, like, Led Zeppelin are being honoured by some organisation, and Heart are doing it, and they've got, like, a cast of thousands on stage. But it's, like, the best version of Stairway to Heaven you'll ever hear. They've got, like, a choir at the end and stuff. It's absolutely amazing. So I think this is it.
Every step.
No, that's an advert.
Quite nice advert. Someone making a rug.
Look, someone's got to make rugs.
Look,
this is clearly not it. There we go. This is the one. I-10.
Okay.
And that's actually pretty similar.
I hear the ticking of the...
Sort of meat and potatoes. It's all right. I think their version's better, though, right?
Well, I've not listened to that before, so I think from what I've heard, there it sounded good.
Well, the 20 seconds I played, you know. And they made the point that their record company tried to present them as incestuous lesbians.
Yeah. Of course, they did.
And they talk about, did grunge kill glam rock, right?
Yeah.
And this is interesting. This sort of comes along quite a few times. Like, there's all this, you know, big hair, you know, big clothes, big boots music and overproduced and stuff. And then suddenly grunge comes along. But, like, it's not like that's all the music that there was, because you had
It's not either or, is it?
No. It's a really simplistic thing to say. And I think Guns N' Roses, who we will be hearing from later, they changed the landscape because they come along and then everyone else's look starts to change. But I don't know, if you've got Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and stuff, obviously it's not all hair metal, it's not all glam rock, is it? There's loads of, you know, you've got Metallica and Wasp and all these other bands. You know, did you know that Nancy Wilson, the other Wilson, does all the music in Almost Famous?
No.
Because she's married to Cameron Crowe. So all the Stillwater songs are written by her.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go.
Fun fact.
So number 8 on the list, right?
Yeah.
Your favourite, Poison.
One of my favourites.
One of your favourites, one of your big favourites. So I think the core story they were trying to get across here is how much they annoyed everyone else, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you've got Dee Snider, who's going, yeah. Oh, yeah, they come along with an attitude like they've written Stairway to Heaven. I mean, that's a bit rich, isn't it, coming from the guy from Twisted Sister, who wrote some good songs, but, you know, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I like Poison, so yeah. I'm not the one to ask. But...
They did some... Well, no, you are the one to ask, because they did some absolute pop bangers, didn't they?
Yeah.
You can't argue with nothing but a good time, can you?
No, and many others. But, I mean, I think that's the sort of thing someone like Dee Snider would say, isn't it?
Well, the other quote was from Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and he was like, look at him.
It's quite a good quote. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, they look amazing.
It's a compliment, isn't it?
Well, I remember at the time not liking Poison because I thought I was not meant to like them because they wore loads of makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
But am I wrong in thinking, like, I was looking at some of these magazines the other day and there's an interview with Poison and they, at this point, I think it's 88, they haven't even come to the UK yet. They're talking about, oh, they're going to come over and do some support slots and stuff. And they've already ditched the big makeup and big hair stuff. They're a bit more sort of down to earth looking. And I get the impression that period of it didn't last that long.
Probably not. I don't know, but...
I liked in the show where they did the whole thing like acting like CC DeVille was dead.
Yeah.
Like Bret Michaels is saying, I knew someday I'd lose my best friend, and he just left the band. He just got in a tears and left the band. So yeah, and they didn't mention diabetes.
Diabetes. No.
Once. Yeah. This is before Rock of Love. This show came out. We didn't know what was coming. We didn't know what was going to hit us.
No.
With Rock of Love.
Still quote Rock of Love today.
Well, how could you not? Don't threaten me with a good time. I liked it when they would subtitle the more sort of incomprehensible drunk girls, but they'd put like subtitles that didn't say anything. Just random vowel sounds. So next on the list, do you remember who was at number 7?
No.
ZZ Top.
Okay.
Who I wouldn't necessarily have put in this list, but obviously they sold like zillions of records. Again, they've sort of got two careers. They've got like 70s blues rock stuff, and then they sort of reinvented themselves in the 80s. I think the core narrative that they're trying to present with ZZ Top is rednecks. You know, they show some of their fans rolling up to their gigs and...
They're a bit mean in that, I think.
Yeah. But it's...
Because I like ZZ Top, so it's, I can't it's really common.
You've got a... You had a ZZ Top album. Is that... Did you have Eliminator?
Eliminator.
And is that the one with legs and...
Yeah.
Sharp Dressed Man on?
Yeah. I'll listen to that album. A while.
We should dig it out. Or just listen on YouTube.
Well, I was going to say, or the much easier option.
Yeah. ZZ Top also very special to us, aren't they? because they've got two songs on Days Confused.
Oh, okay.
That is a film that, I mean, we only watched it the other day, but we regularly watch Days Confused, don't we?
Yeah.
Because
it's a good film.
It's amazing. Now, I don't know if you want me to include this in the podcast, but do you remember what you told me when we first met about ZZ Top and the song Balinese?
That I wanted it played at my funeral. You can say that.
Why?
Secret. Probably the more people know, the better, so that it definitely happens. You might be dead.
What's your reasons for just Balinese?
Funky.
Yeah.
Makes you want to sort of dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will be devastated that I'm dead.
Yeah.
Utterly devastated. Inconsolable. So I'm trying to lighten the mood. You know, if such a thing is possible.
And what better way than
playing a song that no one else knows, so they can't even enjoy it because they don't know it, so it means nothing to them. And they'll probably be like, what's this, turn it off and stick on Harry Styles.
I can't really think of much to say about ZZ Top. I mean, they're just good. They've sort of always been there, you know.
Yeah.
So number 6 in our countdown, Motley fucking Crue.
Oh, right.
I mean, again, bands we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
I think the core story that they wanted to tell with the Crue is the sort of scandal element around them.
Yeah. Well, I think that's standard for talking about them.
Yeah, and there was a lot of footage of Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
You fucking asshole.
Pepper spray, that kind of thing. They talked about the Pam and Tommy video, but they didn't show any.
Of course they didn't show any. Yeah, but I'm sure,
but like they said, we can't show any, but they showed Vince Neil.
Oh, yes, instead they showed Vince Neil.
There's a Vince Neil sex tape.
Which we haven't seen.
No, we haven't seen.
We should watch that. Actually, well, it doesn't look very good, does it? They're never very good. It's always like night vision and it's not up to much. I don't know.
He seemed happy about it, though, didn't he? He seemed slightly proud of himself. Because there's two girls in it.
Yeah, he said that. It was him, wasn't it, who said that he never had a copy of it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was talking about the tape, just thinking about the existence of videotapes.
Yeah.
It's another world, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about the dirt. So I think it was before the dirt came out. Because if you're talking about Motley Crue, you've got to mention that book, right?
Yeah.
And I think at this point, because
it must have been just before, I think.
Yeah. I read the book recently, and when the book finishes, Tommy Lee.
Did you read the book or did you listen to the
book? I read it. Because we already owned it and I didn't want to spend my Audible credit.
Is it an Audible?
Yeah, yeah.
Audible?
There's an audio version, but it's not the members of... They've got four different people narrating it, but it is not...
No, I was going to say I didn't think there was, but okay, that's interesting.
I think if there's an audio book, then the person who wrote it should narrate it. Because Rob Halford's was really good, but Ozzy's... They got someone to do it, and he's sort of doing a sort of slightly comedic Brummy accent.
Oh, right.
And he always says, he pronounces Tony Iommi, Tony Iommi. And it's like, I'm pretty sure it's Iommi. And he just sort of sounds like he's doing a character. But at the end of the Ozzy book, there's an interview with Ozzy, and then you realise why you wouldn't really want Ozzy to narrate it, because he's, you know, he doesn't speak that well, but you know, I mean, it is worth a listen because it's, you know, it's the Aussie story. But yeah, you want the person who wrote it to be narrating it because you feel like you're slightly ripped off.
Because they might be able to embellish on bits.
Yeah, and they'll.
Or do they embellish on bits? I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't listen to. Apart from The Room, that's the only one I've listened to.
The Greg Sestero
one, yeah.
Which they made into a film.
Yes.
Made a disaster artist, but the book is definitely worth a read or a listen if you prefer to listen to your audio.
I've not read that one, have I? I've just listened to it.
You just listened to it, yeah. I've just listened to it.
That's the only audio book because we live in such a modern age, I don't have anything to listen to stuff on.
Well, I think you...
This was back in the day. I'd be able to record stuff, copy stuff, make mix tapes and do stuff. I can't do anything.
Well, you could still do that, but you'd need to set it all up and get the hardware.
I'd have to start all over again. It's like starting all over again.
You know, if you want to listen to audiobooks, you can just use that Alexa. Because it's all Amazon, like Audible's Amazon.
But I can't on my phone. This feels like a conversation that's not now the podcast. Weird technical help between us two.
Complaining about stuff. Okay, so that was the first five.
Yeah.
We're closing in on our tight 40.
Okay.
We'll do it next week.
Top five.
But before we go, got a little something that I want to do. So I'm going to text you now.
Oh.
I asked ChatGPT to write us our podcast, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
I've sent you what ChatGPT came up with.
Am I host one or two?
Would you want to be host one or host two?
Two?
Okay, I'll be host one. Okay. Right. And we'll read it. We'll do dramatic reading. Okay. It's not very long. And we'll see how accurately they've captured our particular, peculiar podcast style.
Got it.
So open theme music and like lucky guess ChatGPT, because now soon we'll have one, but we haven't had one up until now. Host one. Oh, that's me. Welcome back, rockers and metalheads, to another episode of Can I Pod with Madness, the podcast where we dive deep into the archives of rock music. Today we have something special lined up for you. We'll be reviewing Kerrang, so let's jump right in.
Absolutely.
No, you call me. It said absolutely host one.
Oh, I froze absolutely. Yeah. And then you take over.
No, you're calling me host one. Okay. in this scenario. Okay.
Absolutely host one. Kerrang was a must-have for metal fans. This is the first time I'm reading it.
Yeah.
It was a must-have for metal fans, and it's fascinating to see what they covered back in 88. So let's start by talking about the cover of this issue. Wow. We've got Iron Maiden's legendary mascot, Eddie, in all his monstrous glory, wielding an electric guitar with the headline Seventh Son, Eddie's Revenge. This artwork alone is enough to get any Maiden fan excited. It's not bad, this.
It doesn't sound like us, I don't think.
It's not better than...
I'm a sucker for Maiden's visual aesthetic.
That's something you do.
I say that all the time. Now, let's flip through the pages and see what we've got here. Ah, the first thing that caught my eye is a feature on Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction tour. They were just exploding onto the scene with their raw energy and rebellious attitude.
Absolutely, apparently is all I say. And this issue seems to be packed with some great content. Let's kick things off with the cover feature on Kiss. The article delves into the iconic image and stage presence. Kiss has always been known for their theatrically larger-than-life performances.
Ah, the Prince of Darkness himself.
You say all the time, and I say absolutely. I've noticed that. Go on.
Maybe we should adopt some of this. Ozzy Osbourne. It's always interesting to see what he's up to. The news section probably covers his upcoming projects, or maybe even some wild stories from his career. And Def Leppard has been rocking the scene for a while, so I'm curious to know what they're up to as well.
Is that me, or is that you calling?
No, that's right, you, okay. Host two.
Before we move on, let's quickly mention live reviews. The issue covers Judas Priest's show in New York, and they always put on an incredible performance. And hey, they've thrown in some asides about Marillion and Alice Cooper. Can't complain about that.
Now, when I did the prompt, I said, include some asides about Marillion and Alice Cooper. I didn't think they were just right.
Okay.
And some asides about Marillion and Alice Cooper.
Well, it's been a nostalgic trip down memory lane. And we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Me again.
I'm telling it's you again.
You just don't talk. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to stay metal. That's not bad. Catch you next time on Can I Pod with Madness. I don't think any of this is actually that bad. I wanted it to be worse than this.
Well, when I first did it, it says we don't have access to Kerrang. We can just tell you what it is. And they've obviously, I thought they might sort of do a cursory scrape of us and like see the sorts of things, but obviously not. They're just describing it.
No swearing in it, not accurate, but
but I do think we should say remember to stay metal.
I think I like that, huh?
And welcome rockers and metalheads.
Yeah, I mean it's as basic bitch as you can get, but I don't mind it. I don't hate it.
Well, maybe next episode, if we really run out of things to talk about.
Maybe all my things should be ChatGPT. I don't like ChatGPT.
I think
moral grounds, but I'm coming around to it now you've done that.
Well, I think most industries are in danger, but I think podcasting, for a while at least, is safe if they're going to give us stuff like...
I don't know. I think that was all right.
Maybe we'll put that out as a standalone episode. See if anyone notices.
I bet. It gives more than I give.
It'll be like, you just talked about what you were going to talk about. You didn't actually talk about it. Yeah, so there you go. Well,
good.
Really, Thanks for tuning in.
Really, thank you.
Yeah, this is us again now. This is not a robot. Yeah. Or is it?
Who knows?
Maybe this whole thing was written by an AI.
Maybe.
So before we go, remember to like and subscribe.
Subscribe. Hit that notification button so you stay up to date.
Follow us on Instagram. We'll be posting great photos from Old Kerrang and Metal Hammers and whatever else we think of.
Whichever else you think of.
We got Twitter. Twitter's going down the shitter, but, you know, you might still want to follow us. We're on Mastodon. No one else is.
I don't know what Mastodon is.
It's like Twitter, but it's really complicated to use.
Oh, okay.
And everyone went on it when Elon Musk bought Twitter, but right. Like most people don't seem to really use it. But now there's Threads and Blue Sky or some.
I'm going to be on Threads just because of the name.
Just because of the.
I'm only going to talk about nuclear weapons.
Horrific 80s nuclear war drama.
Yeah.
Threads. I set up a Ko-fi.
My profile picture is going to be that 80s sticker that we got, you know, about nuclear weapons.
Right.
No nuclear weapons. I've shown you that before. It's like a red little face.
Yeah.
You're saying yeah, but I feel like you've
I feel like you've spoken to me about it. I can't bring it to mind.
Nuclear power sticker. Yeah, nuclear power, no thanks.
Oh, yeah.
That sticker was on everything in the 80s. I didn't have a clue what nuclear power was. I had no opinion because I just didn't care.
But you knew it was bad.
I just knew that sticker existed and that sticker was on everything.
So is that face, is that nuclear power? Because it seems happy.
I think it looks like a nuclear explosion, what I would imagine if you were. You buy a T-shirt. Mind you, people will be taking this more of a, not that I would like nuclear power, but it's more just nostalgic.
Yeah. Did you ever see Threads?
You've shown me bits of it.
Have I?
Yeah.
Why would I do that to you? It's horrible.
It's been on something that we've watched.
Oh, they might have shown clips of it on something. I wouldn't watch it again.
No, I don't want to watch it now.
It's grim.
It's stressing me out.
The thing everyone always remembers about that is there's a woman that pisses herself when the bomb goes off.
I mean, that's the least I'd do. That's the absolute basic.
I would shit myself.
News? Yeah, but that's not new.
And vomit.
Of course you would.
I mean,
anyone who pretends they aren't pissing themselves when that happens is a liar.
Yeah. And on that bombshell. I set up a Ko-fi. Do you know what a Ko-fi is?
People give you money.
People can tip us. I didn't want to do a Patreon.
No, that's
not yet.
Feels like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but we'll see. But you can tip us on Ko-fi if you've got any amusement out of any of these episodes, or maybe if you're just feeling flush, or maybe if you're the drummer from Def Leppard.
Is anyone feeling flush at the moment?
Yeah. No. Well, Def Leppard are doing all right. They're on tour. We should have gone to see Def Leppard.
Yeah, no. I rely on you to buy these tickets.
They'll tour again. I'm sure they will.
Well,
we knew about that Lytham Festival, but that was like £1 million to go to, wasn't it? That one your mate was telling us about that there was like hundreds of bands on. In like the Northwest.
Is this another one of those conversations where I don't remember?
It was a while ago when we were both drinking, but...
My God, there's so much of my life I struggle to remember. I'll just say, yeah. You're going to bring up that thing again where you go, remember we talked about it? And I'll be like, yeah, that lizard man. Yeah.
Sausipius.
Yeah.
We need to have a reference to him in every single episode.
I can't remember what we talked about him.
Right. You know, Infectious Grooves that Sarsipius is from. The bass player is Robert Trujillo, who's in Metallica now.
Really?
Yeah. There's an interview on YouTube of him and Sarsipius, and he's trying to get Sarsipius to behave himself.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
There you go.
Remember to stay metal.
Stay metal, metal heads and rockers.
Like and subscribe.
This is Gene Simmons, and this guy over here is
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Paul Stanley. We're going to do things tonight you may not be used to seeing on MTV. We're going to show Van Halen.
We're going to show Bon Jovi.
We're going to show all kinds of things. This is a big night across America. Ronald Reagan is watching this. We're going to make history tonight. At least we're going to make history.
In fact, it's a good idea if we start watching some of our friends Kiss. They used to wear makeup, but they're real cool guys now. Heaven's on fire!
Yeah! Woo!